BON News, the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Zanzibar held huge rallies on Sunday ahead of a presidential election after the opposition raised fears of fraud in the semi-autonomous archipelago that has a history of contested polls. Tens of thousands of people gathered at the ruling CCM rally just outside of the capital, Stonetown, while the opposition meeting was much smaller and gathered 3 miles away. The opposition ACT Wazalendo rally got underway just hours after its campaign manager was abducted and held for several hours before being dumped in a forest. He told the crowd his car was intercepted and he was seized by 6 armed men. Police said they were investigating. Opposition leader Saif Sharif Hamad, whose party calls for independence from the mainland, is taking his 6th shot at office since multi-party democracy was introduced in 1995. He alleges that every vote was stolen from him, and some foreign observers have agreed. Zanzibar and mainland Tanzania are due to hold elections for president, lawmakers, and local governments on Wednesday. Italy on Sunday ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut public gyms, cinemas, and swimming pools to try and halt a rapid resurgence in the coronavirus that has pushed daily infection rates to new records. Measures take effect on Monday and were agreed between Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's government in Rome and regional authorities. This follows 2 nights of protests in Naples and Rome against curfews introduced last week in several regions. Italy was the first European country to be hit hard by the pandemic and impose a nationwide lockdown. And thousands of people protested in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, Sunday in the first demonstration since Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha ignored demonstrators' Saturday night deadline to resign. This is VOA News. Malaysia's king rejected on Sunday a request by the country's prime minister to declare a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus crisis. The king said he did not see the need. The move is a blow to the prime minister, who is facing a leadership challenge from a strong opposition leader, as well as infighting within his ruling coalition. New fighting erupted between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces on Sunday over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, as both sides blamed each other for blocking a peaceful settlement to the conflict. Armenia accused Azeri forces of shelling civilian settlements. Baku denied killing civilians and said it was ready to implement a ceasefire, provided the Armenian forces withdrew from the battlefield. Lebanon's top Christian cleric urged Prime Minister-designate Saeed al-Hariri on Sunday to avoid backdoor deals and to quickly form a new government that will start lifting the country out of financial crisis. Veteran Sunni politician Hariri was named premier for a 4th time on Thursday, a year after huge protests against the ruling elite pushed him to quit. Iraqi security forces and protesters clashed in Baghdad on Sunday during demonstrations to mark the first anniversary of massive anti-government protests demanding the ouster of the ruling class, whom they say is beholden to neighboring Iran. Thousands took to the streets in Baghdad, with protests centered in Tahrir Square, with peaceful demonstrations also taking place in several cities in the south. In the capital, protesters hurled rocks at as police fired tear gas and used water cannons to block demonstrators from bridges, which lead to the highly fortified Green Zone. It's a no-go place for ordinary Iraqis, where government offices, parliament, and the U.S. Embassy are based. Samsung Group announced that Lee Kun-hee, the charismatic leader of South Korea's biggest conglomerate, died on Sunday. The 78-year-old helped grow his father's trading business into a powerhouse with dozens of affiliates stretching from electronics and insurance to shipbuilding and construction. Lee is the latest third-generation leader of a South Korean family-controlled conglomerate to die, leaving thorny succession issues for the third generation. And action star Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's feeling great after heart surgery. The star of the movie Terminator and former California governor tweeted, "I have a new aortic valve to go along with my new pulmonary valve from my last surgery. I feel fantastic and have already been walking the streets." Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News. Thank you.